Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
Craig, why'd you change your jersey number?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we traded for Kyle Tucker.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Cool night last night. Did a great tribute to Ricky Henderson.
My dad worked for the Milwaukee Brewers growing up, and the night Ricky Henderson broke the single season stolen base record was in Milwaukee.
There he goes. And the throw down and the end.
A standing ovation for Ricky Henderson.
My dad's job was to drive Ricky in a golf cart to the press conference that night. And so I hopped on the back with Ricky Henderson after he broke the record. He was super nice. Because of that, I was a huge Ricky Henderson fan. I wore a t-shirt all through my childhood days. I can still see the t-shirt about him breaking that record.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all time. Thank you.
If you can talk like in the third person about yourself and it sounds cool and genuine, then you're something else.
Tenure. Ricky Henderson used to always say, I don't have tenure, I got 15 years.
That's even better than tenure, right?
That's
real tenure.
Craig Counsell with Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
We love our opportunities to have a chat with the manager of the Chicago Cubs, Craig Counsell. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Spiegs is off today. Ryan McGuffey is here in the building with me today as we talk with Craig Counsell. Craig, it's Jackie Robinson Day. Everyone gets to wear 42. What does it mean for you to put that jersey on?
Yeah, well, what's cool is that just kind of in the clubhouse today, as players get to the field, we're all talking about Jackie Robinson, actually, and his career and kind of his journey and what he's meant to the game. So it produces like just great conversation, I think. But we're all fans and we're all, in kind of awe at what his journey of life. It was a hard life, special life, and a life well lived.
Craig, I asked Nico Horner this earlier, and I want to get your perspective as a manager and a guy who played in the big leagues for a long time. Did you have an experience? I mean, there's been so much talk about the schedule and the opponents and the difficulty. I think 50 and 33 is the combined record of the teams that you've played. You play in front of 47,000 on a Monday last night in San Diego, third largest crowd ever at Petco Park. You had 50-plus thousand over the weekend at Dodger Stadium. You guys are not strangers to playing in front of big crowds, but at this early portion of the schedule, did you ever have experience to be thrust into these type of games and atmospheres right away? And how can that benefit you guys as a club out of the gate? Obviously, off to an 11-8 first place start, but how can that benefit you guys when the schedule does take a dip?
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
I don't think I remember a season where, you know, playing where you played teams that had these kind of records to start the season. But I don't, you know, really, that's hard to say. I mean, all this is this, you play who's in front of you, man, and yeah. Then there's nothing to like complain about, or it's just the way it is. And the season kind of ebbs and flows, and you catch a team with some injuries, or you don't catch their best starting pitcher, and you can't control any of that. You just got to play the night in front of you, and play a good game. And you know, I think we've proven, you know, we can play good baseball and beat these teams. It's just, you know, the standard is a little higher when you play against teams like this. They punish you for any kind of mistake, and you know, last night was a pretty good example of that. Friday night in LA, you make one kind of pitching mistake the whole night, really. Matt Boyd pitched beautifully. He makes one pitching mistake, and you know, they've got a great pitcher on the mound, and you know, you lose a game. So that's just what playing against the best teams kind of forces you to do and makes you perform like.
Craig, what's the strategy? Do you even talk to the team after you get the news on Justin Steele, and how do you want to work with the person? Like, it's one thing to talk about what the team goals are, but all of us feel horrible for Justin Steele. So what becomes your role in discussing how he's going to work through this again?
Well, I mean, it's not something you discuss with the team. I think we've talked to Justin all over the road trip several times, and just, you know, supporting his decision, really. You know, that's as much as you can do right now. You know, and he's got to make a decision that makes sense for him at this point. And he wants to pitch. You know, he always wants to pitch. He makes that very clear. But it's the right decision. It's what he has to do at this point. So, you know, and that's just it. And then that's, you know, in sports, you learn that as a team, you got to figure out the next guy. It's the next guy's turn. And we already got a really good performance from Colin Ray. And it's going to be his turn to step up. And somebody obviously is going to get a chance in the bullpen, and players around him just got to step up.
Yeah, in the life of fantasy GM, everyone's already trying to replace Justin Steele with some pitcher who's on another team. And I'm sitting there going, wait, it's April 15th, okay? Who is trading anyone on April 15th? Look at history. That's not how it works. I look at the Cubs as in a position of strength. When you look at your AAA rotation, you have three guys down there. When Javier Assad, you know, comes back and is healthy, you have three guys there that have not only pitched in the majors, but pitched and won in the majors. And that's what it takes. It's going to take 8, 9, 10, 11 pitchers deep. I mean, if you look at the Dodgers last year who won the World Series, they had two guys throw 100 innings all season long, and neither pitched in the postseason. This is not foreign that teams like the Cubs have a setback at this point in the season. There's just not a lot of teams that have the type of depth you guys have in the organization.
Yeah, I mean, to your first point, like, trades are not made at this time of year. Yeah. You know, depth is like there. I mean, there are trades made, but they're not going to be, you know, the big trades. That's just not what happens at this time of year. And so this is why you build depth in the off season, is because things like this happen, and you can't be surprised by them. You know they're going to happen. So we feel like we're well equipped, and you know, it is a next man up strategy. But we feel like we've got that group kind of lined up and preparing, and you know, we'll go from there.
So ordinarily, Spiegs is here. The Spiegel guy is here, and we spend a lot of time talking about PCA. And we're in different camps on PCA, and I'm sure the answer is probably somewhere in the middle. I feel strongly about swinging the bat, and that he's not. I don't look at him as like a slap hitter. I look at him as a guy that's got potential, like he's shown over the past couple of games, to give you extra base hits. Spiegs has said, look, he's super fast. He can use the bunt as a weapon as he develops as a player. What are those conversations between you and him like when it's trying to figure out how he's going to forge his identity as a hitter.
Yeah, I mean, like, hitting is about getting good pitches, swinging at good pitches. It's not about where you hit the ball. Like, it's about swinging at good pitches. And we don't control where the ball is going to be hit. Maybe there's like four guys in the world that can control where the ball gets hit all the time, right? So it's about getting a good pitch to hit and hitting it hard. And you know, that's what Pete needs to do. And where the ball goes, you know, I want it to go over the fence. Like, who doesn't? That helps in baseball, right? So, you know, it's better if it goes to the outfield. Hit it hard, send it to the outfield. And that's as much as Pete can do. And just focus on that. I think his swing decisions, you know, in general are improving. That's what's developing. And then where that takes his offense, I think for most players, like, power is something that develops over their career. And by power, I just mean, like, you just kind of, like, start to get better at hitting the mistakes. And as Pete goes on, he's a very young player still. He'll get better at doing that, and the power will just kind of gradually increase.
When you look at, like, bullpen volatility, I mean, that's not a foreign term to the game. It's been here long before you ever put on a uniform, and we've been here on this earth. But I want to ask you, as a manager, in your experience, in theory, yeah, in a perfect situation, you can just say, here are five names, and this is when they're pitching. It's just not that easy. These are human beings we're discussing. How long does it take you as a manager to kind of feel out a bullpen and know who plugs in where? Because I think there's this just general sentiment that once the season starts, everyone just goes out and this guy's the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. If this guy's in trouble, if this guy's not. Other than having a closer, I feel like you need to learn that as the season develops. What is the timeline for that? I'm sure it changes, but what is a realistic timeline as a manager to feel out a bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're there. I think the thing that maybe people forget is that, like, not every guy is available every night because they just can't pitch every day. So, I mean, I think we're in a good place with that. You know, but we've got guys pretty much lined up. I think guys pretty much know what to expect. Now we've had some lack of performance in some areas, and I think that's kind of normal too. You got to find the guys that are getting the job done a little bit, and that might be the area that takes a little bit longer at the start of the season. And we're going to have to keep doing that.
We had Matthew Boyd on last week, and what a breath of fresh air he is. I enjoyed talking to him, Craig, and the fact that he is so into the idea of being a Cub, and that to me is different than I love being a baseball player or I love being in the major leagues. It's clear that he, as much as you guys targeted him, he targeted you. And I don't know if any of that means anything for performance. I just thought it was refreshing to have a guy that was like, no, this is where I wanted to be, and here are the reasons why. What has your experience with him been like so far?
No, Matt's been, he has. I think a breath of fresh air is a great way to put it. He's just got a very positive kind of outlook on everything. And really in his career, he's been through a lot. I mean, he's been injured a bunch. And I think, you know, our hope was when, like, he is ready to be healthy, and this is the time he's going to be healthy. And I think that's got him in a really good place, and really happy to be here, and really kind of content and with where he's kind of at in his career. But he's off to a great start, you know, we're lucky to have him. He's pitching at a really high level right now.
Obviously, we know the importance of catching to the staff and what. You know, that means to the overall performance. But there's been so much talk about Kyle Tucker, and rightfully so, but the offensive production you guys are getting from your catching, whether it's Miguel or Carson, has been nothing short of phenomenal. You have an OPS around 1,100. I know that's not sustainable, but how important has the offense been from that position at the bottom of the lineup to turn it back over again?
Yeah, I mean, well, those guys are off. Both guys are off to great starts, and it is impactful. I think when you kind of split the job up, it maybe gets lost a little bit. But both guys are doing a heck of a job, and it's you know, offense from that position just around the league, it's hard to find it. And the fact that we're getting it is a big deal. We got two guys off to a good start. That's really important. So they've been a big reason for our success so far.
I'm legit ignorant to this process, so bear with me on this, Craig. When they mic up one of your players, do you have to approve that, or is that strictly the network and the player?
Yeah, it's the network and the player. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I wonder, like, how do you feel?
I mean, they tell me, they tell me, yeah.
Don't love it though.
How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I mean, I think it's the player's choice. I mean, you trust your players, and I trust Nico or whoever wants to do it, to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen how, I mean, those situations, I've done it. Yeah. It feels like a love hate relationship. Some people love it. Some people hate it. And there's really few that are in between, but into how people watch sporting events or just watch television in general now, Craig, I mean, they have multiple devices or you're on your phone while you're watching a game. It's a different way to open up the personalities of these players, certainly since you played. And I think most importantly for baseball fans, for young baseball fans to kind of truly figure out, I mean, it's a small sample size. It's when the guys are playing. But if you're catching a 13, 15, 18-year-old kid walking by the TV and he stops for those 90 seconds, 2 minutes, and watches Nico Hoerner mic'd up, I think it's a way to bring baseball, to open it up, to evolve the game.
Yeah, I think that's the goal, is to always is to do that. That's the point of it, to get kind of players in the moment of competition. It's kind of it's what people don't like about baseball and love about baseball is the time between pitches, right? Yeah. In the great moments, it builds big moments. In the kind of like long moments, it's like the game takes too long. But I think using that space to somehow, like, you know, get players more connected to fans is the goal. And you know, look, this is sports. This is entertainment. Like, we have to be open to that stuff.
What was your earthquake experience like?
Yeah, not great. I was on the 12th floor of a hotel, and I felt like I was surfing in my room.
Wow.
So it was. I've been on earthquakes, but always been in earthquakes, but always kind of on the ground. So that was a first for me. And I ran down the stairs needlessly, but just in case.
No, I mean, that's definitely the right thing to do. And it's scary. Like, that was a legitimate, or like, that wasn't just like an aftershock. It was a 5.2. And so if you're in a building, like Speaks and I were talking about it, and I said, that's the type of earthquake that people will at least do checks on the structural integrities of their buildings.
Yeah. I mean, the way I took it is like, I got my phone and ran. I didn't wait for anything else. I took my phone and left immediately. I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing else to do but get my phone and get out of the building. But it was, yeah, I mean, it was a real, like, at first you thought somebody was pounding on the door, and then it was like, nope, that's an earthquake. That's real.
Damn. Wow.
Well, we appreciate you bringing us inside of it, yeah, man, and telling us how you felt about it, which is...
It's the humanization of just an incredible... Look, it's the Midwest. You grew up in the Midwest. We know about tornado drills and tornado warnings, not earthquakes. And when you see it, it seems like it's not true, you know?
No, it doesn't seem real. It doesn't feel real. But when you put it in your head and you're like, man... That's a big deal, and that's a little scary. So, yeah, glad I went through it, and glad nobody was harmed or anything like that. But would prefer not to be through it again. Yeah.
Yes, I would prefer that you don't have to go through it either. Craig, as always, man, we appreciate the time. No doubt. Thanks so much. Good luck against the Padres tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
It's Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs.
Yeah,
I'm glad he gave us a real answer on that.
Yeah,
like, I'm glad that he wasn't like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Done it before, yeah,
whatever.
It wasn't.
No, I grabbed my phone and I ran.
Look, Lawrence, like, let's be real. What we've seen, like, we're more seeing what's happening around the world is more visual than ever before, mm-hmm, right? So when you see what happened in Bangkok and And when you see what happened in the Dominican over the weekend,
yes,
that stuff brings you close, makes it feel like it's right next door. And so when something like that happens and those images are fresh in your mind, I appreciate that we're all human beings. Why wouldn't you be terrified? I'd be terrified. So I'm a peek behind the curtain. I mean, there was no wait for what's next or hang on, like what's the group chat going to say? No.
No, I'm out.
Yeah.
So we were at Circa. And the show went to Circa. This was, what was that, October, November, boys, when we were out there during bear season?
I feel like you've been out there about every 3 weeks. Hey,
all I remember was that damn again. Patriots game. That's all I remember.
It was definitely the damn Patriots game. But that Friday night, a fire alarm went off. And I'm sitting there going, okay, how long is the fire alarm going off for? I am on the 55th floor, and the elevators don't work.
Oh.
Because of the fire alarm, right?
Yeah, you
turn the elevators off. And the fire alarm went on long enough where I was like,
time to move.
Grab your phone,
yep,
and let's get up out of here.
Yep. I mean, at that point, isn't it just your time? Like, you're in a great place like Circa. If you go, you go.
No, I'd rather at least try.
You have some control here, though, Shane.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the 55th floor. If I'm trying and I only make it down to 30 and then the place goes down, I would have much rather been up in my room.
Sweating it just the whole day. When's it coming?
Sure. Yeah, you know my theory about you could just jump out of a plane when it's crashing? You just ride down with that top floor as it's crashing and then jump out before it hits the ground.
The beautiful thing is that Spiegs was also on the floor. And
ooh,
I asked.
I thought you said there's something beautiful about it. Oh,
sounds like a bad time.
I asked him at dinner that night. I said, "Did you hear it?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, we just chose not to go." Like him and the wife is like, "Oh okay, well,
why all right. Do I remember this? Shane, do you remember this?
89? We were at Oscars. We were at Oscars when it happened.
Oh, that's right.
And so I make it down to the first floor." Like, I got my steps in that day.
Yep.
Make it down to the first floor. And the security guard is like, why did you come out of that door? I was like, well, the fire alarm went off. And he was like, oh, I didn't even hear it. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And then I got to go all the way back up. Luckily, because they're very tight on security at Circa. And so he's like, all right, man, just you can go back in. It's totally fine. I was like, I just came out here with my phone because I thought the hotel was on fire. But it was not.
I like the time, though. It's like, what's the appropriate time to move and having it register? I think that's the right call. I would not pull the Shane Reardon technique.
And just say it's my time.
No. This is a lot worse places. This has been your last moments in that circuit. I think it's top five for me.
That's a different argument, whether it's the right place to go.
I mean, you got to weigh the positives here. Like I said, do you want to get stuck in the stairwell with the place on fire, or would you rather be looking at Stadium Swim with the place on fire, knowing that you're probably going to die either way?
Well, I took the choice of, hey, I've got some agency here, and I can maybe save my own life. So I went with that.
Don't be a hero, dude.
You have to be a hero for one, though. You don't have to, you know, I kind of like it. You just, look, if it requires a little Mission Impossible, do your own stunts, I'm in.
So the good part was it wasn't 55 floors. Like there was like a, you know, like there's a little.
Yeah, there's like no, from like 14 down, it's just.
Right.
It's all of a sudden floor one.
Right. There's a little bit of a break.
Okay.
So at least there was that. But it was a moment where I was like, okay, that's been going on for a minute. That's been going on for, it's time to go. Like that sort of thing.
I would have been screaming, is Mark Wahlberg still here? Where is he? Save us. Save us, Mocky Mock.
Oh, no.
Didn't The Rock have a movie like that, too?
Probably.
I'm sure he did.
No, he did. It was with Alexandra Daddario, I think.
As his daughter, right?
Yeah.
And Carla Gugino as his wife.
And like she was stuck in a parking structure or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what movie you're talking about. It's a good movie.
It's a takeoff,
though. What's the movie?
Inferno, Tower of Inferno, or something like that. It's one of his terrible movies.
No, I thought it was okay. Alexandra Daddario was in it.
Well, yeah, and Carla Gugino, for those of us of an older.
Skyscraper,
but it was taken from the Tower of Inferno thing, something or other.
I think it was Moana.
It was not Moana.
You guys have a skyscraper?
And I think that wasn't The Rock's character disabled? Wasn't that part of it?
No, I think that's just The Rock.
No. I think that there was, like, he had lost his leg in the war, so he had a prosthetic leg.
I think we are mixing up so many different Rock movies, because I'm looking at the cast for Skyscraper, and it's got no one that you and I are mentioning. It's Neve Campbell.
Campbell. Oh, you're right.
Some guy jumps out of a closet with a mask on, and oh, that's a different Neve Campbell movie.
That Scream.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, he's here. He's going to kick Shane's ass. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm
fine with that movie's called now.
Shane, look out.
Oh, Rock.
What do you think the percent Rotten Tomatoes is?
Yes, we are mixing up San Andreas and Skyscraper.
But yes, I'm thinking of San Andreas.
I am almost certain that the character in Skyscraper had a prosthetic leg. I am almost... I will have to look it up, but I am almost certain that that is the case.
God, he's done a lot of films.
He really has, and he's got more in production. He's ready to go.
Point about the Rotten Tomatoes rating, I saw a meme. It was like the Four Horsemen of I'm not seeing this movie, and it was like Kevin Hart, The Rock, Gal Gadot, and I forgot who the fourth one was.
The Rock loses his left leg below the knee when he and HRT colleague Ben Gillespie encounter a hostage taker with a suicide bomb.
See?
In Skyscraper, yeah.
That's right. All right, we have solved that Rubik's Cube.
Just jump out of the building when it's going down, dude. You'll be fine.
Don't do what
That's a
Shane
different way to see
said.
Stadium swim, too.
It is. There's a pool down there.
Yeah, hey.
Where's a softer landing than water?
I'll take a chance.
Toss me a frozen Mark when I'm on the way down.
When we come back, we are going to talk with Joe Cowley. We'll find out about the play-in, what he thinks, and whether there's a chance of the Bulls getting a superstar at some point. It's next on The Score.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The championship belt is right here.
Joe Cowley.
Well, you know what? Joe Cowley writes something, he's not going to write that just because. You don't think that when you are that type of media, I don't think you do it.
Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
According to Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Covering Chicago sports for over 20 years.
A little birdie told me.
Don't little bird me. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
All the latest news and notes on your Chicago Bulls.
That's Billy Donovan, head coach of the Bulls. He has got to go deal with Joe Cowley and all the questions that Joe is going to ask him.
My pleasure. It's great to be with you guys.
Joe Cowley.
The standard is the standard.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Ryan McGuffey is here in for Spiegs. Joe Cowley, he would have appreciated our conversation that we were having during the break. Because Joe...
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah, he is a youth coach. Yep. So he likes whenever you start to dig into some of that stuff and the mentality of it. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Mr. Handsome.
How you guys doing? Look at this show.
Whew. Well, he's a teammate of mine now.
Yeah, over at the recap.
Yeah, the dude was just knocking. Yeah. He's a content machine. He's covering the Bulls. Then he gets a podcast with Dalen Terry. That'll drop later. We got the playing game tomorrow night.
How was your conversation with Dalen Terry?
Oh, he's great. I mean, he's one of those dudes that's kind of like the class clown. Totally hilarious in the locker room. Self-aware, kind of gets his road and his path. I like Dalen, and I'm glad that he's trying to find his way and is starting to inch towards being a rotation guy. Because to be honest, I mean, last year there were times we were all looking around Media Row going, I don't know if this dude could play NBA basketball. And he has really, worked with DeMar DeRozan and kind of found his role. I'm excited to see what he continues to do and how he continues to improve his game, because he definitely wants it. He's one of those dudes that wants it. So, if you got a want it type of guy, I like to see how those guys end up.
All right. So I want to read this text, because normally I would not start with a text, but this texter's funny. 815. Guys, we already know what Cowley's response is going to be in regards to the play-in. So, Joe, enlighten us, because we talked about it last week. We did a live podcast and fans were asking about thoughts on, the play-in's great, and we've seen you on Twitter and your thoughts. I have a weird position, and I think you know some of it, because this is three straight years. The last 2 years, I'm just like, this is pathetic. I don't like it. I don't like any of it. And this year, because they've already screwed the pooch with how they just went through the whole season, and now they're 39-43 right. Again playing in this play-in, I kind of find myself liking the last 30 games. I find myself seeing how we actually got to see Billy Donovan coach a roster that played his way, and there's some likable pieces now that I'm like, I'm intrigued to see these guys in the play-in game versus the last couple of years. I'm not excited, but I'm intrigued. Your thoughts?
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. We've already been handed the T-shirt that said, we made it to the play-on and all, and play-in, and all I got was a stupid T-shirt. So you might as well wear the shirt now. I mean, that's where we're at in this thing. Look, the front office, this is not the fault of the players. This is not the fault of the coaching staff. This is the front. The blame goes on the front office not understanding what needs to be done to advance this thing. But we're here now. So you might as well see what these guys can do and take advantage of it. See what Modest can do. I think you're going to beat Miami. I put my prediction in the paper a couple hours ago. I just think styles make the fight, and this is a bad stylistically, this is a bad matchup for Miami. Now, look, heat culture is a real thing, so there always is that boogeyman waiting in the closet. But at the same time, we're here now, so you might as well enjoy it. But the fact that we're here, and if this thing falls short and they do lose to Miami specifically, what in a complete embarrassment Arturis Karnisovas has on his hands, because you still don't have that guy. You don't have him going into next year. You don't know how to get that guy. The roster is constructed that you won't change the roster that much going into next year. So this is going to be another year of us going, okay, do you tank for the 26 class, which some people feel is just as loaded, especially at the top, or are you just going to continue to think you can build this thing out and build this 2004 Detroit Pistons team, which, oh, by the way, was led by Chauncey Billups, who was a number three pick overall. And, oh, by the way, had a Hall of Famer in Ben Wallace in it. This team has no Hall of Famers on it. But if people want to use that as the analogy and the hope, then you have fun dying on that hill.
Yeah, you had top five players at all the starting positions for that Pistons team. People tend to forget that. If I was going to make an argument for Arturis Karnisovas to go back to Denver, what would that argument be?
He still lives there. You don't have to make much of an argument. He still has a house there. We're not making a big argument here. Hey, here's the job offer. You want to come back to your house that you like to go visit anyway. There it is. It's not a big stretch. I think, you know, I know there's this I said this the other day. I think when Ryan and I were talking, I you know, the Joker rumors have started. Oh, Joker might want to come to Chicago. I would put more money on Arturis going back to Denver than I would Joker coming to Chicago. So it'll be an interesting offseason. I think I'm almost positive their entirety of all their contracts is through next season after they extended a couple years ago, the secret extensions that they all did. And I think they all have at least one more year. Arturis may have one besides that, an option besides that. So, I mean, it's sitting there. I mean, it's definitely going to be floating out there. So we'll see.
All right. So more likely, we've obviously, the way the last couple of years have gone, the ability to build through the draft realistically and get a dude has not been there at all because of the record and the probability or improbability of landing a top three pick. So what's more likely? Like, let's say AK stays here, okay? And it's AK and Eversley running the front office of the Chicago Bulls for the next 3 to 5 years. Let's just in the interim. What's more likely for the Bulls to get a star? They do it through the draft or they do it through trade?
Oh, that's tough. 26 would be the first time after the 26 season. So after next season, a lot of decks clear. You're going to pay Kobe, whether that's this upcoming summer or at some point next season, extend him if that's your plan to keep that backcourt. Giddy obviously is getting paid this upcoming offseason. And again, how are you going to do that? Are you just going to go ahead and offer the $30 million a year that you would not offer him back in the fall? Or are you going to let him go to market where there's only one team that really has money, and that's the Nets? And I don't even know if he fits the profile of what they want to do. He is young, so he would fit in the wave. But I don't know if they want to invest that money when they're trying to clear decks and get out from bad contracts. So, you know, we'll see. And then you can match that. So how do you want to do that? But I think if you're going to strike, and I do think it's not going to be through the draft anymore, I think they've given up on – I've given up on that idea that this team is willing to take a step back to take 2 to 4 steps forward. So I think it would have to be through a sign and trade when money clears and you could say, look, we've got Josh and Kobe. We've got the $70 million backcourt. We've got Modest, who, you know, is up and coming and hopefully by 26 has already arrived. You still got Patrick Williams contract, you know, that's 4 more years of that. But for the most part, everything else is cleared off. So you can say, well, these are our pieces. Now we need that dude. To me, that's probably the most logical way this front office is going to try getting that dude.
How would you describe what's happened with coaches and front office people this year in the NBA versus others?
Well, I mean, the NBA is such a what have you done for me lately? They've all become that when you think about it. I will say there's no league that the players are as powerful as this league. I mean, you have a lot of guys that have to bite their tongue and cater to the players and kiss the players' asses, and that just is what it is. When you have so many few guys on your roster, and then to take that a step further, so many guys on the roster that are influential in you winning, you do have to cater to a certain extent where football coaches and baseball managers don't have to. So, yes, to be well-liked and have a good personality in this league helps, or to be like a foxhole guy that has foxhole guys around him helps. When you don't have that mix or it's messed up, you have a foxhole coach and you have some soft guys that want participation awards or vice versa, you're going to see a revolt, and it happens quickly in the NBA, even for championship guys like it did in Denver. So, yeah, you are walking on eggshells more than any other sport in the NBA.
All right, so we saw the Suns. I mean, based off of the comment prior to, we saw the Suns fire Budenholzer, and now they're going to probably – well, they're definitely going to listen on offers to KD. He's got 1 year left on his deal. It'll be 37. Is there any scenario that the Bulls would be able to acquire a player, and why would they?
Well, I mean, they would love it. I know for a fact they still wish that there would have been more talk with Miami for the Jimmy Butler thing. And I'm not saying to bring Jimmy Butler here, but to be involved in that in a three-way. I know for a fact they would have loved if Dallas would have said, hey, we're talking to the Lakers about Luka. What do you think? Now they don't have the personnel to do what Dallas needed done. So they do want to swing big. The problem is you have to come close with that money, especially with the situation Phoenix is in. They can't take more money because they're an apron team. So how do you do that? It just doesn't – I mean, Vooch's contract isn't big enough. There's just not enough movable pieces. You could try and put something together, but then how does that benefit Phoenix? Unless they are just willing to say Vooch expiring, Herter's expiring, Zach Collins is expiring. I mean, there are expiring deals that they could get out from. So it would be interesting. But then again, I think they're going to want KD to have a say in this and what makes KD – and he's a strange dude, but what makes him say, yeah, the Bulls is where I now want to make this happen. To me, he wants to be sent to a – I'm in the sunset part of my career. I cannot lift the boat up. I just want to ride on the boat to a championship. So, but again, he's a strange dude, so you don't really know what he thinks or how he thinks about things. Maybe that Bulls jersey is something he's wanted to wear. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows what goes on inside of his head.
We know he likes Modis. We know he likes Modis.
He does like Modis.
That's true. Yeah. And I think their games would actually work well together. But whose game doesn't work well with KD, other than, you know, Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. But that's a whole nother story. Joe, as always, we appreciate you. Read Joe's work in the Sun-Times, subscribe to the Sun-Times, and check him out on the Recap. Sir, thank you.
See you, Joe.
Hi, boys.
That is Joe Cowley of the Sun-Times.
I don't know. So he likes the Bulls to win the play-in game tomorrow. That's his pick.
Yeah, It's such a weird place to be, man, because it's you know, it's a land without statistics. Like, it doesn't really mean a lot. But I do want to, even if it is.
I think tomorrow means something. I do.
Okay.
I think tomorrow means something. After that, you can make a valid argument that lose, so you keep your
chances.
Lottery chance. But I agree with what Joe said, that you did all this to get to this, to host this playing game, and if you go out and flop tomorrow, what do you have to stand on?
Think Tyler Hero will lay the ball up this time instead of taking the three if given the opportunity?
I think that would be a smart move.
I
all for one, one for all, though, tomorrow, so who knows?
Like, look, I get the math of it. It felt very much like a go-up-by-nine type situation in the NFL. But lay the ball
did
up.
Did that end up being a six-point swing? Did the Bulls hit a three off of the
yes.
Yeah.
Not great.
No.
Not great at all. All right, we need to take a break. There's a small college football thing that we want to get to. But at 5 o'clock, I want you to stick around because Guff, his experience in TV, we are going to talk a lot about it. And you as a consumer of the product, I think, will enjoy the conversation. That's coming up at 5. We got a college football thing next here on The Score.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Big 12 opener comes down to this play. Sanders gets the feet set toward the end zone for the game. It is caught by Wister, just like 1994.
Sanders, free play down the sideline, caught, touchdown, whoa.
So, Guff, are you angry that Shedeur Sanders is going to have his jersey retired?
I'm not happy about it, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But it makes zero sense. A 13-11 quarterback. What did he win? How?
The hearts and minds of a community.
That's a dad saying my son's playing shortstop. I don't care.
It does have that feel to it.
And he do you know
he won the hearts of the fans, Scuff?
Did he?
He won the hearts of the fans.
I just said that.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, I said the same thing to Tanny when you were saying it then.
Hey,
my
Shane,
bad.
Welcome to the show.
My bad.
No,
he did do that, though. It was in yeah. stereo.
So that's why I missed it. Sorry. Go ahead, Guff. Sorry about that.
I'm going to look. I think by default, he might be their passing yards leader because they only threw. So,
and they used to be a wishbone team a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, they
ago.
Have multiple
It's like Cordell Stewart and...
But Cordell Stewart should have his number retired.
That's true.
So he doesn't. You know, like Michael Westbrook and, you know, like Eric Bieniemy doesn't have his number retired at Colorado.
Yeah, and those are real dudes that were playing for like national championship stakes.
And played for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I understand your frustration.
I mean, hey, if Prime wants to walk into my living room in a few years and have a discussion about going to Boulder...
He won't have to talk long.
Yeah. 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 He'll have the pen ready and the ink will be wet. So he unretired two numbers this year on his own. This is what I was talking about in the pre-show.
He runs the place.
When they brought him there, it was forward thinking to a historic program that had completely bottomed out that needed to think big and to do something to bring attention back to the Colorado football program. The problem is they gave him a master key. They didn't give him a key to the athletic facility and the football program. They gave him the president's house too.
Yeah. And the mayor's house.
Like
he runs Boulder now.
Literally, he runs the executive airport, what comes in, what goes out. And so
it's amazing. I think Boulder is a great trip for anyone.
Phenomenal.
But go up there now. Go up there as we get closer to football season and see the change that he has made in that city. It's remarkable. When we come back, Ryan McGuffey, for those of you who don't know, has worked decades in the sports television industry. We're going to pick his brain on a bunch of different subjects that you, as a paying consumer, I think value. Don't go anywhere.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.